This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
I love to cook and bake. Since I was a kid, I have used homemade baked goods as gifts, treats just shared to make everyone smile, and of course, a holiday baking frenzy. I always provide a tag identifying the ingredients, aware that nuts and wheat are real problems for some people. Lately, though, I'm finding that many people's diets are so restrictive, I'm not sure how to proceed. Dairy-free, wheat-free, diabetic, vegan, paleo, no nuts, please. I'm worried I'll offend or that I'm defeating the purpose of the gift if I give someone something they can't eat. It seems rude to ask, so, Dr. Jones, what do you eat? Please help. Sasha, Warren, Vermont.
I think you're doing exactly the right thing here, providing the tag that identifies ingredients, particularly for people who you don't know. But I would not let concerns about other people's dietary restrictions slow down your generosity. I think it's absolutely delicious that you cook things for people, and that's one of the ways that you show your community that you care. So really keep it up, and it's really thoughtful that you would include a basic recipe card that would tell people what's in it, particularly if you don't know them. It's considerate. There are going to be some close friends and family whose dietary restrictions or food allergies you might get to know. If there's somebody that you're doing this for repeatedly, you could even ask if there's something they want to share with you without being a prying neighbor about someone's
diet.
Like,
I'm never going to make my roommate who is gluten-free and truly allergic to it, like, I'm not going to make her brownies that aren't gluten-free brownies, you know?
It would be thoughtful and considerate to choose the macaroons or whatever it is.
Whatever it is that she can eat, yeah.
Exactly. But absolutely, with those folks that are in that sort of more peripheral part of your social circle, don't worry about it. Keep doing it. It's so thoughtful that you include that ingredient card. In fact, I'm going to recommend it as really good etiquette advice for anybody else out there that might be listening and wondering about the best way to do this. We hope that helps. Thanks for the question. Our next question is about an almost dry wedding. Greetings, Lizzie and Dan. Quick question, I hope. My fiancé and I are planning a very informal picnic-like wedding at a beautiful local state park in June. Neither of us drink, so we've been wondering how to go about the alcohol part of the wedding. We definitely want to supply enough champagne for toasts. It's a small wedding of less than 50 people. But when it comes to other alcoholic beverages like beer or wine, should we be expected to supply those? Is it impolite for a wedding to be BYOB? Thank you so much for your answer, Nina.
Nina, this is a great question. First off, it's actually totally fine to have a completely dry wedding. You are not obligated to serve alcohol to your guests ever. That being said, I love the fact that you're doing a champagne toast. I think that that's really, really nice. You are not obligated to supply any alcohol beyond the champagne toast, since that's what you've chosen to do. Some people do appreciate you letting them know that alcohol won't be served. But it also doesn't have to be a BYOB thing. And I would caution you against turning it into BYOB, since you aren't doing a potluck wedding where guests are contributing and everyone is bringing something to the meal. You can certainly do something like just serve a white and a red wine, or do a beer, or a beer and a wine, or just one signature cocktail. Any of those are great options. We do think, though, that it's best not to go the BYOB route for the type of setup that you have for your wedding. But congratulations on your wedding. We hope that it's a fabulous affair. I love the fact that you're doing a picnic wedding. I think that sounds so cool. And I actually think that just your champagne toast is going to actually fit the venue and the style of your wedding really well. So if you feel like it, post some pictures for us on Facebook or send them to our Twitter. We would love to see and be able to share. Best of luck on your big day.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com.
You can also listen to our full-length weekly podcast. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is recorded at Vermont Public Radio and is produced by Infinite Guest.